Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, you know, you heard earlier this week from football coach Kurt Cignetti not, putting up with any crap, any attitude problems after a not-so-good practice back on Tuesday. Now, you listen to the players like defensive end Jacob Magnum Ferrar and running back Justice Ellison. There's been, a common theme. Get in, do your work, do it well, and get out.
Cignetti, I saw how passionate he was, and that's what I want to be a part of. I want to be a part of people who put our mind to it. It doesn't matter what the record was before. We can change it around. So that was it for me. And when I met with him in that meeting room, coach, like, I'm with it. I'm with the process, and I'm with the transformation that you're trying to do here. So
they know how to work, you know. We're definitely getting, like, quality over quantity. We may not be in for, like, 8 reps at a time, but while we're out there, like, we're working. We didn't hold ourselves to a high enough standard last year.
Zivin Jacob Magnum Ferrar and preceded by running back Justice Ellison, one of the new guys on the block. Big Ten Network will be telecasting next Thursday's game in the stadium at 8 o'clock. Couple of new point scoring features. Turnovers gained 4 points and defensive stops will be worth 3 points. I like that. Pacers in Cleveland tonight. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 7. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So the Reds, like everybody else, rained out Thursday at the Great American Ballpark. They move into Chicago on the south side, take on the White Sox in the 3-game set. Standing 6-6, the Brewers ended up taking 2 out of 3 from the Reds, outscoring them 16-7, dropping them to 6-6 on the year. But here they are, only 4-5 in April.
I'm not looking to spark anything. I trust our guys. I trust where we are. You know, we're going to continue to work to play better. There's no question. I'm not looking to do that. I mean, guys are working hard every single day to continue to get better. And
skipper of the Reds, David Bell, will have the Reds on the radio Saturday afternoon pregame with Tommy Thrall at 1:40. By the way, busy tonight at Andy Moore's softball with Minnesota, who's red hot. They've won 7 in a row. Shonda Stanton's crew 3-6 in the Big Ten. 6 o'clock first pitch. Same time we'll throw baseballs tonight at Penn State for Jeff Mercer's crew. They're 3-3 in the Big Ten. Might even see a little of the sunshine, but it's hold on to your hat now with winds maybe gusting up to 30 to 40 miles an hour. Oh, well, maybe we'll get the games in anyway.
Weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.